ذات من الخيرات حسب ما حفظه الله تعالى for those very beneficial advices. Let us make a firm resolution that the message that Hazrat Mawlana Yassab Hafidhullah Ta'ala had to share with us, which was very clear, that the success of this world and the success of the hereafter lies only in following the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, in bringing the quality of taqwa into our lives, in fulfilling the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the rights of the Creator, and fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Only when a believer, he makes this his purpose of acquiring the quality of taqwa, acquiring all the requirements of taqwa, and fulfilling the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, abstaining from the prohibitions of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Only when a person makes this his purpose, can he progress in deen. Can he tread the path to Jannah? Can he tread the path to the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? My respected mothers and sisters, and my respected brothers, it is obvious that just acknowledging this fact that success lies in adopting the quality of taqwa, fulfilling the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the rights of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, a person cannot move forward. He cannot move forward until he knows exactly what the rights of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are. Until he does not know exactly what the rights of the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are. Until he does not know what the requirements of taqwa are. This is knowledge. To know this is knowledge. This is why it is of utmost importance that we make this also a purpose, that we want to acquire the knowledge of deen. To move forward and to tread this path to Jannah, this path to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, it is essential for a believer to have the knowledge of deen. If a person, he makes an intention and he wants to, he knows that he wants to reach a destination. He wants to reach London. He has an intention. He hears speeches and bayanat. He sits in the company of the ulama and he now has this zeal. He has this zeal that he wants to. So this person, he has this zeal, he has this want, he has this intention, he wants to reach his destination of London. He will not be able to progress. He will not be able to tread this path until he does not know the route. Until he does not know the exact route of which motor he will have to take, which exit will he have to take, and exactly which route he will have to take to reach London. Similarly, just to know, and in bayanat like these, in programs like these, this is the purpose, just to remind ourselves of our purpose. The purpose of these programs, to remind ourselves, to create that worry and concern, to create that zeal within ourselves, that yes, I want to become a person of taqwa. I want to acquire the forgiveness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I want to tread this path to Jannah. But we need to then go forward ourselves and inquire, acquire the knowledge of deen, and know the route to Jannah. This is why, this has been emphasized in the Quran and Hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has explained to us the status of knowledge in deen. That what is the status of knowledge of deen? In deen. طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that acquiring the knowledge of deen is necessary upon each and every Muslim. Every Muslim, every Muslimah has to have the knowledge of deen. Every Muslim, every Muslimah has to understand and has to know what the requirements of taqwa are. How can he become one who treads this path to Jannah? he and she will have to know that for me in my personal life, some things which are common, common for every Muslim, salah which we all perform, zakah for those who have wealth we have to give, hajj for those who have the means they have to perform hajj, sawm and fasting in the month of Ramadan, this is common. These are all common a'mal which we all have to carry out. But every person has an individual life. And he has certain tasks of the day which another person may not be carrying out. And deen is not just restricted or confined to these ibadat. Our deen, our beautiful deen, is not restricted and confined to ibadat, which it is a great shame that this has become our understanding. We feel that if we recite the Qur'an, then we are on deen. We feel that we are performing salah, we perform tahajjud, we are on deen. We feel that we spend time in the masjid, we are on deen. We feel that we spend time in dhikrullah, in the tasbih. We spend time in istighfar. We spend time in durood. Then we feel we are on deen. Yes, I am not discouraging. If we are doing such actions, carry out these actions. But understand that deen is not confined to these ibadat. Deen is not confined to these ibadat which shaitan makes us feel that by us carrying them out, we are deendar, we are religious. This is a deception from shaitan. A deception from shaitan which does not let us progress. Because as long as we continue to think that we are progressing, we not look for ways to progress. Because we feel we are already progressing. We feel that we are already pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to firstly acknowledge that what we are doing is not confined to ibadat. It's not confined to worship. When a person understands this, then when it comes to acquiring the knowledge of deen, then yes, he will acquire the knowledge of salah, he will acquire the knowledge of zakah, he will acquire the knowledge of sawm, he will acquire the knowledge of hajj, which we all should. Many of us, we are performing salah. We have been performing salah regularly. Some we may be neglectful of salah. But many of us who are performing salah regularly, what is the condition of our salah? How much knowledge have we acquired with regards to our salah? Is our salah valid in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is our salah in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Knowledge is very important. My respected mothers, my respected sisters, my respected brothers, knowledge is very important. Without knowledge, we could be performing something and we may be performing for many years. But due to having incorrect knowledge with regards to it, it is not valid in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, at times it becomes a means of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So acquiring knowledge of deen. So I was saying that knowledge is essential upon each and every believer. Upon each and every Muslim and Muslimah. And this knowledge may be with regards to our ibadat. But deen is not confined to ibadat. Deen is for every step of our lives. Deen is for every step of our lives. That during my daily routine, at every juncture, am I doing that which is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? At every juncture, am I doing that which is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? In this step I am taking, in this task I am carrying out, am I fulfilling the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I fulfilling the right of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our households, where we stay with our husbands, we stay with our children, and we stay with family, we stay with neighbors? Then our mu'amalat, our dealings with them, are they in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we fulfilling the rights of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? For this we have to have knowledge. Without knowledge, there is no way of progress. So this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. That acquisition of knowledge is necessary upon each and every Muslim. The knowledge which we may have acquired in our youth, when we were in maktab, when we were children, then firstly, at that time, we may not have been mature. So we did not acquire that knowledge as we should have. And thereafter, we face many trials in life. Everyone has a different test. And until he does not connect himself to the ulama and the people of ilm, and the correct and reliable means of knowledge. He does not know what to do. He doesn't know how to move forward and progress in deen. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a glorious Quran also says that commanding his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a'lamun nas, the most knowledgeable of people. There was no one from the creation more knowledgeable than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was not that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was deficient in knowledge. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. And say, O my Rabb, increase me in knowledge. Increase me in knowledge. So my dear mothers and sisters and my brothers, make this a point that after we come to such programs and now we have this zeal that I want to reconnect myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want to acquire this quality of taqwa, that we need to ensure that we take the correct steps to acquire the knowledge of deen. So it is my humble request to all, especially the brothers and sisters, that I will inform you of some of the activities which take place here at the Islamic Dawah Academy, to acquire the knowledge of deen. Number one is the full-time alima course, which takes place over 5 years. So this is from Monday to Friday, from 8 a.m. to 1:45. So for those who want to acquire knowledge of deen, and in-depth knowledge of deen, then this is for them from Monday to Friday, from 8 a.m. to 1:45. Then there is a shorter course, a Fadila course, which takes place over 3 years. And this, if the mothers and sisters who take on this course, then this will take them to a level where they are able to teach Maktab. Then for those who do not know the Urdu language, because these courses are taught in the Urdu language, for them there is a preparatory course, a 1 year course where they can learn the Urdu language. And these are those courses which are full time. Then there are also the courses for the further education courses, which take place only 2 days a week, on Tuesday and Thursday, where the mothers and sisters can learn Quran, Hadith, Fiqh, Seerah and Adab. And a similar course, a further education course, which takes place 4 days a week from Monday to Thursday. And only these courses take place in the morning. And this is from Monday to Thursday. And also a course for those who want to learn how to recite the Quran, learn Tajweed. For them there is also a course which is Monday and Wednesday. And this also takes place in the morning. So for those who are interested in these courses, we are requested to ask the Abbas and they will give you more information. Jazakumullah.